Well, we come to the close of this conference. I'm just going to have a little, very brief gospel message this afternoon. It's been very evident to me during the course of these meetings that we've made much of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've answered his request of remembering him in his death this morning. And it's evident to me, too, that some are burdened, perhaps many are burdened here, that there may still be someone who has not yet taken that step of faith. They haven't believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. They haven't taken him as his own, as their own personal Savior. And dear ones, dear one, if you're in such a position this afternoon, all of us just beg and plead with you that you will turn your eyes to Jesus and accept him as your own personal Savior. Let his precious blood that's been shed on the cross of Calvary wash every one of your sins away. You know, there's probably two classes of people here. One class is bound to be in heaven with the Lord in glory, and perhaps very soon. And the other, who've neglected or rejected the Savior's offer of salvation, their final destination is the lake of fire. And you could probably divide that class of people that are bound for the lake of fire into two subclasses. Those who have neglected their salvation, they've just been putting it off, and those who have been outwardly rejecting it, and it's very evident that you do not want the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior to others, and there could be others that are pretending to be the Lord's, and in actual fact they are not. They can probably know the scriptures, and by their language, perhaps, and their demeanor, you would think they're the Lord's, so they truly aren't. Now, I know we don't have our hymn sheets here, but there's two hymns I only want to read a small portion of from our hymn sheets. I'm thinking particularly now of those who are putting off their salvation. The first one is hymn number 1. Almost persuaded now to believe. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go Spirit, go thy way, some more convenient day on thee I'll call. Is that you, dear friend? Is it not convenient to you to turn to the Lord Jesus now for whatever reason? And there's another hymn I just want to read a small portion of. It's hymn number 15. Last stanza. God's house is filling fast, yet there is room. There was no room in this world for the Lord Jesus. There wasn't even room in the inn for him. Is there room in your heart? Some guests will be the last, yet there is room. Someday soon is going to be the shout. And if you haven't accepted him as your personal Savior, it'll be forever too late for you. Yes, soon salvation's day from you will pass away, then grace no more will say, yet there is room. There's just a couple of verses. I know there isn't much time. There's just a couple of verses I'd like to turn to. It's in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. I was thinking particularly of the latter part of the verse, but I'll read the whole verse. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Friends, it is incapable for our God, our Father, to lie. It's absolutely impossible for him to lie. Every word of this precious book is pure, and it's truth. Every word of it. There's someone else. If you neglect your salvation, don't turn to Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, there's another verse I have to read. And that's in John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. If you're not the Lord's, this verse applies to you. Ye are of your father the devil. The lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and a father of it. The devil is a father of lies. Who are you going to believe this afternoon if you haven't turned to Lord Jesus Christ? Are you going to turn to the Lord? Accept him as your own precious Savior, one who cannot lie? Or are you going to linger in your sins, be the father of the devil? It's a father of lies. Father of lies. Dear friend, there's not much time left. That shout that we've been speaking about could happen any time. It could even happen before we finish this 15-minute gospel meeting. It could happen. And if the seats are gone, you're still here, dear friend. It's eternal judgment for you in the lake of fire. Eternal judgment. You know, you just think of it. Eternal judgment for you for the sins you've committed. And our brother talked about the 3 hours of darkness where Lord Jesus Christ endured the cross of Calvary. Do you ever think about that 3 hours? Can you imagine having the judgment of your sins, it would take you all eternity to be compressed in 3 hours, and then multiply it by all those who have accepted him as their personal Savior? It just boggles my mind, the intensity of the judgment that our precious Savior endured at the cross of Calvary to put away our sins. Oh, I just plead with you, if you haven't done so already, that you will put your faith in him before it's forever too late. Time's running out here. There's just one more verse I'd like to read. And that's in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, at verse 15. Here, I'm going to be applying this to one who's not the Lord's, but outwardly appears to be. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Whosoever loveth and maketh a lie is what I was thinking of in particular. Now, I had some of you here probably remember I took the Sunday school here last year, and I brought in a photograph of myself that was making a lie. I used that as an illustration of making a lie. And, dear friend, if you're pretending to be the Lord's but truly aren't, you're making a lie. You're making a lie. And I trust you will see the folly in it, that you will turn to the Lord Jesus and read his precious book. Just every word is pure and it's truth. Our brother Tim gave us a little illustration of the folly of the wisdom of men with this GPS. I had a similar experience myself in New York State. I can't remember exactly where it was, but we were at a junction and we had to turn left on the street, but we couldn't turn left because there was a boulevard in the way. That's just an example of the folly of the wisdom of men. And I trust you will turn to the Lord and accept him as your own personal Savior and just literally eat this book to learn more of him. The words are sweet. And if you turn to him and accept him as your own personal Savior, you're saved. That's only the beginning, friends. That's only the beginning. As you learn more and more and more of him, the words of this precious book. And then you're, as our brother brought out in the end of the psalm, he has done this. But then consider what he's asked us to do, that know him as Savior. This do in remembrance of me. That's a blessed privilege. And if you haven't done so, or if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I urge you to make it a real matter of prayer and talk to your brethren about it. And you feel so led of the Lord that you'll ask for your place at his table. There isn't much time left. It would be a wonderful thing to be at the Lord's table and have that privilege to remember him before that shunt. You know, God yearns for fellowship with us. He yearns for it. Apart from sin, of course. And you know, the tabernacle was built so that the Lord could have a dwelling place and be near his people. And I suppose brother could correct me afterwards. We have a similar thought, I think, where we are gathered where the Lord has placed his name and he's in the midst. Oh, how he desires to have fellowship with his people. And I pray that you take the first step, if you haven't done so already, turn to him and accept him as your own personal Savior. I realize I forgot to pray at the beginning of this meeting. We will look to him now in prayer. Father, we just thank thee for the provision that thou hast made in giving thine only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. And we thank thee, Lord Jesus, for what thou hast accomplished on the cross of Calvary. And we trust that everything that has been said has been according to thy mind and to thy glory, Lord Jesus. And we just look to thee, Lord Jesus, that thou wilt work in the heart of any here that have put their faith and trust in thee. We just thank thee, Lord Jesus, for what thou hast done on the cross of Calvary. We thank thee in thy worthy and precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.